Well, in Qigong, we even have a Qigong form called the swimming dragon that is practiced for increasing metabolism, for moving your waters, and working with dampness, which is always prevalent when there's weight, excess weight in the body, that strengthens your kidney energy to strengthen your willpower. Of course, that's key, that you have the willpower to choose healthy foods in the right amounts for your body at the right time for your body. And this swimming dragon exercise is just flowing, and it works with the upper, middle, and lower dantian. And it's you can look it up online, and you can follow it, or ask your qigong teacher or tai chi teacher or acupuncturist to show it to you. So that's number one. Number two, qigong works with the belly. I've been describing breathing into your belly, 2 inches, 1.5 inches, 2 inches below your belly button. Well, what's right there with your belly is your digestive system. So when you breathe, and what I call whole body breathing, but it starts with the belly breathing, when you breathe into your belly, you are strengthening your organs of digestion, your organs of elimination. As I was mentioning, your spleen energy, according to Chinese medicine, transforms and transports food through your body. One of the problems with weight issues is that your digestion is not working properly. Why is it that one person is eating exactly the same foods and the same amounts that you are, and you eat it and it sits on your body? You probably have a spleen imbalance where you have excess dampness. You may have deficiency of spleen yang, which means your digestive system is not breaking down the food and your elimination system is not releasing it. So when you do qigong, you do this belly breathing, whole body breathing, where you have whole body healing, and it helps with the weight loss in addition to working with
Wow.
your spleen energy and your kidney energy. It strengthens your willpower too. Do I teach people how to do the exercises themselves? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a DVD and a book where people, and that's the beauty about Qigong, you don't absolutely need a teacher in front of you like you do in Tai Chi. It's different. You can learn these movements from a DVD or a book. It is better to have someone like myself guiding you. So I meet with people once a week and I do the movements and then I instruct them, I urge them to practice on their own. And that's the beauty about Qigong as a form of Chinese medicine, is that it empowers people to heal themselves. The big issue is that here it is, it's right here for us. Why aren't more people doing it? And it's having the will to do it, it's having the fortitude, it's having the desire, and to do it on a regular basis. It's best if you do it on a daily basis. And that's the problem. But if people were to practice it, they would find, you speak about the miracles of holistic medicine, you would find that miracle within yourself. And it's so easy. I know that I'm motivating people to want to do it, but you've got to commit. It's about commitment to your health. It's commitment to your body. It's commitment to your life. And to take that time for yourself instead of reaching for the wrong food, sitting there all day long, not getting up, but you've got to get up and move. You can do the movement sitting if at first just to get yourself going, but it's about doing it and no longer destroying your day, but nourishing yourself instead of damaging yourself. That's what's
Wow.
so hard. That is
Yes,
what
I
is
know.
the key, is to
Yeah.
nurture and love and honor and commit to your own health and longevity. Yes, and there is an organization. I was actually the first woman president of, and I'm their chair of their advisory council, so I'm very much connected to this group. It's called NQA, National Qigong Association, and their website is nqa.org. And they are having an annual conference coming up this summer, and you can read about that on their website. So you could find a teacher, hopefully, in your area, and by just going on that website and putting in your zip code. But I also wanted to say, when you are practicing at home, practicing in the morning is probably best. They say, you know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, things are pretty quiet out there energetically, and it's a really good time. But you can do it at night. Some people like to practice when there's a thunderstorm because of the energy that gets moved during a thunderstorm. Again, everyone needs to find their own time. And it's not really, it's best in the morning, it's best every day, but there's really, you know, it's like, the most important thing, even if you're doing it once a week, is that you do it. Because then if you do it once a week, you've done it 52 times in a year. And all you need to do is 10 minutes, 20 minutes. If you want to do it an hour, do it an hour. It's an individual thing. The most important thing is that you are practicing. And I just also wanted to talk about the fact that Qigong is a treatment and an attention, an exercise. It's for your energy body. And our energy bodies have been through a lot. They've been with us from birth. We take care of our physical body, but we forget about our energy body. And our energy body is the part of us that feels things and remembers things, remembers everything that ever happened to us. And many of us have been through trauma, tremendous stress, tremendous damage has happened in our life. And people can tend to wallow in that. But the message I want to give you and share with you today is that you need to brush yourself off. Just brush yourself off, and there's actually a feathering exercise, an energetic feathering exercise in Qigong that I practice every day. Just like that, you have a feather in your hand, and you just start at the top of your head, and you just feather off and take all that negative energy that you're holding, any kind of stuck chi in your body, and just feather it off and send it straight towards the earth. Cleanse yourself, brush yourself off, and start anew. Everything that happened to you has happened to you. That's not going to change. But what can change is how you move forward into your life in a more positive way, with better energy. And it's possible. And this is so important, that change can happen. You can transform. You can rebalance yourself. You can reconnect with your own energies and the natural energies in your environment. And Qigong is one way to do it. And you can practice it every day in the privacy of your home and reconnect with your mind, body, and spirit.
Wow.
Yes, well, my book is called Qigong for Staying Young. It's a 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And as a companion to that, I did make a DVD. I don't have any information except the names of the movements, but my book explains how to do the movements through words and pictures, about 160 pictures. And then part two of my book explains why you do the movements. And then part three is self-acupressure and many different ailments that happen and what you can do for them. But the DVD just has beautiful flute music, and I go through the workout so people can learn my workout at home and even come and visit me and come to a class or work privately with me, and And so I can make sure. I'm even thinking about doing some work on the internet with Skyping that I could watch people do the movements and help them and direct them.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So yeah, that's coming up. But I think people would love my DVD, and there are many on the market as well. And people should just look around and see what suits them. But finding someone one-on-one, if you can find a Qigong specialist in your area, that would be ideal as well.